Here we are in the hottest room in Kent, backstage at Rambling Man Fair with Ginger Wildheart. Welcome.
Welcome yourself.
Thank you for allowing me to come here.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? It's a bit sunny. I like it sunny, but not this sunny.
No, it's quintessentially British that we like certain types of weather, but then when we break it down, we don't actually like any weather.
No, especially the heat. I mean, I've always thought heat was a bit overrated anyway, you know. Well, being someone from the northeast and able to make myself warmer, as opposed to figuring out how to make myself colder, which, as everyone knows, is witchcraft.
Yeah, well, there is that, but you've got to remember that you can always add layers till you're comfortable, but there's only something you can take off before it becomes illegal and arrestable, and that's a problem.
In some states, I believe it is.
So you were just saying off camera that you did the Rambling Man Fair boat launch, and you said so much has happened since then. Now we're at Rambling Man Fair. Fill in the blanks. What's happened between then and now?
Crikey. I've finished three albums. I've just finished a tour, 18 dates without a day off, and that was occasionally fun. I think... I've been mostly in the studio. For the last 8 months, I've been in the studio pretty much, apart from little trips out.
To the shops. Like,
to the Planet Rock on the boat. The last 8 months, I've been in the studio, developing my studio tan. And so getting out playing live was nice, because you don't realise how out of shape you are until you get on that stage for the first time. Being in the studio is much easier than this.
Yeah, you need a level of fitness. Is it harder when you get older? I mean, people say it does, but if you're more used to it, it should be easier to top up the old fitness.
Well, the thing is, a lot of muscle memory, plus you're not caning your body like you used to. Mm. And I mean, back in the day, it was a bit of a kind of assault course being on tour, and the last thing anyone was thinking of was the gig, which would invariably kill everyone off. you're taking a bit more...
pride? Is that the word you're looking for?
Yeah,
professionalism.
No, I'm not treating myself better, but I'm not treating myself worse. But yeah, I've got a better lifestyle now.
What does keep you motivated to do so much? I know, of course, when you're in a line of work, a musician, you might have a line of work like a band or a solo project. But when you're doing three different stuff, how do you stay focused or even motivated on all these different strands?
Because I usually write to order, so I'm doing an album and I'll write for that album and I'll just be 100% stuck in that. So what I've been doing lately is finishing things off, mixing stuff, mastering stuff. I just devote myself 100% into what I'm doing. Plus all the albums that I make are kind of completely different to each other. For example, the three albums I've just been making, one's been a pop rock album, one's been an extreme noise album, and one's been a country album. So, and I'm big fans of all three genres. So being a fan, I know if I've done it well. And again, it's just like, then it's like chipping off the bits of statue or the bits of stone that aren't a statue. I can devote myself 100% into anything. It keeps the devil from the door.
Yeah. And as an artiste, can you really just turn that tap on and just do it to order? Because some say they have a block, or they have to be in a certain frame of mind, or they have to get themselves focused on each thing. So someone could say to you, I could come up to you and say, could you, you know, do a jazz funk country track? And you could probably knock one out in a few days, perhaps?
I don't know. I've always had the idea of doing an album before I've got the album. I mean, even when I was a little kid walking to school, I'd think of a different album. And by the time I'd walked all the way to school and all the way back, I'd be like singing side one of the album, side two. And that was my little fantasy, getting to school and back. And I've got that as a job now. So I want to make a really extreme noise album now, which is different than someone saying, would you like to make an extreme noise album? And you're like, well, I've just got butterflies in my head, you know what I mean? So, I get an urge to make a certain type of album, and then the songs
come. You have to forgive my ignorance. An extreme noise album, is that like a rock album, just a bit louder, or
no,
what's extreme noise?
I don't know. Mutations are a project that I always thought was a three-album project. The first one was quite thrashy. Mm. The second one was more grindcore and weirdness. And the third one is kind of a lot more electronic. And it's quite upsetting, quite an upsetting sounding album. It's not rock where there's, you know, a lot of comfort to be found in the grooves.
Yeah.
This is kind of it's a project in discomfort. I know that it probably doesn't make any sense to anyone, and it's not everyone's cup of tea, but I'm one of the sort of people that can put Merseboar on in the background for enjoyment, and not everyone can.
So focused and as creative as you ever have been before.
Oh, God, yeah, much more so. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I think having kids probably makes you, you know, you want to leave a lasting legacy. So you just get a little bit more kind of dedicated to what you're doing. And, you know, again, getting rid of all of those excesses that you used to do when you were a kid frees yourself up to do even more music.
It's been a pleasure as always. Have a great show. And we'll see you in the various projects for the rest of time.
Okay. Now get the door open. Get back outside.
And get some air
horrible
in
this room.